Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Former VP Pence testifies in special counsel probe.
Potentially the biggest sign of progress for this grand jury.
Accused document leaker in court.
The detention hearing lasted just under 2 hours.
White House warns Americans to leave Sudan.
The situation could deteriorate at any moment.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. CBS News has confirmed that former Vice President Mike Pence has appeared before a grand jury in the special counsel's investigation of alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A source familiar tells CBS News the former vice president testified before this Washington, D.C.-based grand jury for nearly 7 hours today, right here at the federal courthouse, which is just steps away from the U.S. Capitol itself. This grand jury is investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and Pence is just the latest, though most certainly the highest-ranking member of the Trump inner circle from whom they've heard.
Accused Pentagon documents leaker Jack Teixeira remains behind bars. The judge will issue his detention ruling at a later date. That word coming during an almost 90-minute hearing today for the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, who's accused of leaking sensitive military documents on a social media platform. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The U.S. government still thinks that there are records out there that Teixeira allegedly took that have not become public, and that there is a real risk that they could be released in the future, causing more damage to U.S. national security.
Warring factions in Sudan have agreed to a 72-hour extension of a truce, prompting a warning from the Biden administration.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Americans should take this time to leave.
Because the situation is unlikely to improve, we encourage Americans who want to leave to take advantage of the options that are available to them in the next 24 to 48 hours.
The U.S. has deployed intelligence and surveillance to help for land evacuations. It has also sent naval vessels to the region to help Americans who get to the port of Sudan. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A diabetes drug being tested for weight loss could make a huge difference in obesity numbers. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This drug called tirzepatide has been shown to help people with diabetes lose up to 16% of their body weight over 17 months, according to drug maker Eli Lilly, and even more if the patient doesn't have diabetes. The drug company is applying for fast-track approval. It could become one of the top-selling drugs ever.
Early evidence suggests that stopping the medication results in weight gain, and side effects include pancreas inflammation, gallbladder problems, and thyroid tumors, including cancer. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 524 points. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A surge of migrants is expected as COVID-era Title 42 rules soon expire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the administration is opening migration centers in Guatemala and Colombia for asylum seekers heading to the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's an approach focused on making migration more safe, orderly, and humane, and on advancing the interests of the American people.
A legendary TV talk show host has died. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
His family and publicists say Jerry Springer died peacefully at his home in suburban Chicago. He presided over the syndicated Jerry Springer Show for 27 years, mediating family feuds and other sticky situations.
Willie says one night of bad decisions is his biggest regret. Willie, what's going on?
Episodes often turn chaotic, but produced powerhouse ratings before the show ended in 2018.
Springer, who served as mayor of Cincinnati in 1977, was 79 years old. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. WNBA star Brittany Griner says she relied on her inner strength to return to the court after being detained nearly 10 months in Russia on drug charges. Griner had to take a moment to compose herself after becoming a bit emotional while telling reporters ahead of the upcoming Phoenix Mercury season.
Never going overseas to play again unless I'm representing my country at the Olympics. You know, if I make that team, that would be the only time I would leave the U.S. soil, and that's just to represent the USA.
Griner was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian labor camp, but was released in a prisoner swap last December. Federal health officials say the number of severe strep throat infections in children is on the rise. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
We're not entirely sure why we're seeing an increase in strep infections now. Maybe because masks and physical distancing dampen transmission during the pandemic, or maybe because COVID infections suppress the immune system, leaving some more vulnerable to strep infections.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
500 dogs are set to participate in a popular dog show that begins on Saturday. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
This year's iconic Westminster Kennel Club dog show features 210 breeds, including the pint-sized Tibetan Spaniel and the big and bubbly Newfoundland, known for its strength. The Bracco Italiano breed is eligible for the first time.
They're pretty heavy bone, heavy body, but when you see one out running, they are very elastic.
And while only one canine can be crowned top dog, all of the dogs go home with the coveted title, Man's Best Friend. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
The competition is at a new venue, the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Queens, New York. Round one of the NFL draft takes place tonight in Kansas City. The Carolina Panthers have the first pick and are expected to choose between QBs Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.